We've got a good time Gabby in the studio. I don't know, you wrote good time Gabby. I just thought, yeah, we'll run with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And this segment that we kicked off last week, which we called Low Dosh High Froth.
Yes.
But I believe you have a new name for the segment.
Yeah, well, I have to give full credit to my girlfriend for the low dosh, high froth tagline because I just couldn't come up with anything. Uh-huh. But then I was talking about it with some friends and, I think she kind of got beaten by our friend Sarah. She came up with Cheap Sydney Open. Right?
Look at that, Cheap Sydney Open. That is very good.
How good is that?
Nice play on the Cheap Sydney Open there. Oh, very good.
So Sarah takes the cake on that one. But if anyone else could come up with something just as good, then yeah.
Let us know. Tweet us, 2SER, at 2SER. We are on Twitter all the time, everywhere. Just let us know. But the whole idea of this, Cheap Sydney Open, is that we're going to be talking about things that you can do
The kidlet edition.
This is the kidlet edition because it is school
for
holidays.
All those little fidget spinners. You've got kids. I don't have kids.
I do, yes. And they're a bit older now, so they're harder to entertain when they're older. Like, they entertain themselves because they just sit in front of them, like, phones and they just play phone. Like, you don't have to do much with them.
Yeah.
But I want to go do things. Like, that's the whole idea of school holidays. I want to get them out there and get them, you know, seeing stuff, doing stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just don't want to do anything. No. So
I think when I have kids, I'm just going to, you know, make them working kids, like working dogs. Give them a purpose. Give them a job.
Well, that's it. You can just take them into your workplace, wherever that might be. I'll see it all the time where I work as well. All these kids are there. It's like, what are they doing here?
A companion kid instead of a companion dog. No, there's heaps on, and there's a lot on that's not going to break the bank, like we like to keep to our sort of Cheap Sydney Open tagline. Actually, this one will cost you a bit of money, but it sounds pretty cool. The Titanic exhibition is coming to town.
Now, is this based on the movie or is it based on the actual ship
itself? No, it's based on the ship itself, but then there's also, you know, so it's like legit artifacts and memorabilia, but there's also some stuff from the film, from James Cameron's film.
Is there the door that they had to lie on at the end? That'd be amazing. Where's that door now?
It's just like a puddle with a
just
door.
Just so I can see who can fit on
how many. Exactly. So this exhibition's happening and you can go to the website to book tickets at titanicexhibition.com.au.
Okay.
It looks pretty cool.
Do you reckon my 13-year-old son would like it?
Look, if I'm anything like your 13-year-old son, which I feel like we're probably on the same level, probably not. But this could be for, you know, there's some diehard fans, I'm sure, out there. And it's for the first time ever. It's for the first time it's ever come to Sydney. So, you know, let's...
Look, if there's legitimate Titanic artifacts, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd be impressed with that.
And you can go inside and there's the stairs and the interior and all the cool memorabilia and, you know, recreation of the whole thing. Another really cool thing that I discovered is that there's heaps of cool things to do at your library. And I know that doesn't sound super exciting.
Adjust your glasses there, Granny. That's good.
Chuck your kid there and it's fine.
Like, can a librarian look after
your kid? No. There's heaps of Sydney libraries that put on free, what did you call them, like workshops and activities. So if you go onto the what's on cityofsydney.newsouthwales.gov.au and you can see, you know, the closest library to you that has different activities on. Okay. And there's different age ranges, different things you can do. So there's some that you can build robots out of recycled bits, design balloon rockets, and you can make a flying machine that then you test in a wind tube. And they normally go for a few hours and they're all free.
So we're not talking about just books here. We're talking about all sorts of
creative,
cool things.
Fun, science-y activities that are different age ranges and they're all free. You get if you check out the website, it's quite detailed on what library is the best one to go to. There's one at Surrey Hills, King's Cross.
All over the place. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's something I would not have thought of.
No.
That's great.
And then another thing, if you're worried about your kid's inability to balance on their bike.
Oh, I am. You know how long it took my son to learn how to ride a bike? Oh, my God. I had to get the training wheels. I was like, take the training wheels off. You're going to be able to do it.
Push him. Good luck, son.
But then it's just like that. They just figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think doing it from a younger age is the way to go. They have those little balance bikes and stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on these school holidays, if you're a bit sick of trying to teach your kid how to ride a bike, you can take them to a balance bike clinic.
All right.
There's a clinic that can help your kids learn how to ride. And it's totally free. and it's on every Saturdays from 11 till 3 and every... Yeah, every day, actually. Sorry, every day and every Saturday, just not on Sundays, okay, during school holidays. You don't need to book. You can just turn up and register with the instructors at the City Park Cycling Centre.
Yeah.
And it is interactive, so they encourage you to come along and help your child. So yes, it's a kind of bonding parent
exercise. Well,
I thought
you just push them and then just sit back and have a drink. Isn't that what you do? Or no?
No. Oh, I mean, you could be that parent, but you probably don't need to take them down to the...
frowned upon.
And you can go to the Sydney Park website, okay, in case you want some more information.
Well, we're going to link all these on the website.
Yeah, we'll link everything.
We're so kind.
Now, that's the Sydney Park Cycling Centre.
Okay, cool.
At Sydney Park, yeah. Which is free, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And then another thing that's going on that I just discovered as well is it's called the Way Out West Festival.
Way Out West. Yeehaw.
It's like full-blown kids festival.
What? What? A kids festival?
There's like Japanese anime, there's circus performers, cabaret, crafts, like heaps of stuff going on. It's over, yeah, I think, about a week.
There's so much stuff on there. I'm just looking at the website right now, and there's a ridiculous amount of things.
It's too much. You need to go and see.
Scrolling.
And there's free workshops. I think there's also some paid interactive workshops.
Yeah.
They have a film screening of Japanese anime. There's heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of things to do. So,
oh, yeah, they had a Studio Ghibli film, I think it was, yep, Kiki and the Delivery.
Yeah.
That one.
Yep.
That with the cat. It's good. I,
yeah,
like it.
So good. He's great. And that's, wow, well, that ranges in price, but I'm pretty sure it's all pretty low cost and so much going on. So if you check out their website, which is wayoutwestfestival.com.au, you, yeah, can get all the sort of detailed program. And
they separate it into ages too. So there's like a stuff for 0 to 7 and then stuff for 8 to 15s. Yeah, and there's seriously heaps of stuff. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I would not have known about that.
Well, a pumping festival for the kids.
Cool.
Yeah. And then another thing, if you want to help your kid be the next Kelly Slater. No, not Kelly Slater. Tony Hawk.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure Kelly Slater skateboards, but there are skateboarding lessons happening at Anzac Parade and Lang Road at Moore Park, sorry.
Okay.
And that's pretty cheap. I think it's like $20, $25.
Can I teach me?
Probably. There's probably adult group classes too. Excellent. I just don't know if your son's going to want to come with you to that.
Oh, that'd be embarrassing.
Not
watching
cool.
his dad trying to learn with like...
with knee pads, elbow pads.
And like looking like an...
So it's really good. It's for beginners. You can... I think they provide you with safety equipment and skateboards and all that kind of stuff. So you don't really have to obviously go and buy all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's on Sundays at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. But give them a call and make a booking. And if you go to the Moore Park website.
Yeah, I guess sure. You'd find it. Look, just do a search for skateboard lessons.
But Moore Park skateboard lessons, great fun.
That is amazing. Learn you have given such a epic list of stuff that, you know, if you've got a little toddler or a kid or any kid of any age and you're trying to think of what to do on the school holidays, Gabby is all over it. Thank you very much.
No worries,
mate. Cheap Sydney Open.
Cheap Sydney.
Yeah.